Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Local high school student wins $10,000 scholarship award. Paso Robles Groundwater Authority to set hearing date for fee adoption. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 37 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A student from Paso Robles High School has earned a $10,000 scholarship to study music. Junior Christian Cerna was named one of four recipients of the Quest to College Conservatory Award and was the only high school student selected among the winners. Christian, according to the school district, only started playing trombone in the 10th grade and has quickly risen to become one of the top student musicians in the region. The award recognizes exceptional musical talent across San Luis Obispo County. Cerna was one of seven finalists invited to perform at a live audition concert and was one of only two high school students among the finalists. Cerna delivered a standout trombone performance accompanied by a student ensemble from the Libretto Conservatory program. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District congratulates Christian on his outstanding achievement and looks forward to his continued success in music and beyond. In its March 25th meeting, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority approved a proposed Prop 26 framework alongside its fiscal year budget. The board proposed to charge agriculture, public water system, and commercial groundwater users based on a volumetric fee structure and to place these charges on the property tax roll. Collected fees would go to funding PRAGA's budget for groundwater sustainability. In its next meeting on Wednesday, April 22nd, PRAGA will consider an agenda item to set a hearing date for adopting the fee. A draft fee report will be made available to the public at least 20 days ahead of the meeting. Staff is proposing to set the hearing date for May 27th, 2026. You can attend PRAGA's meeting in person, held at 4 p.m. at Centennial Park's Norris Room on April 22nd, or watch online. Slo County Supervisor candidate accuses South County Coalition of concealing efforts to buy District 4 election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SloCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Adam Verdin for Supervisor has accused South County Coalition of funding a $10,000, quote, dark money blitz to support incumbent Jimmy Paulding. Adam Verdin's campaign says the South County Coalition filed a Form 496, spending about $10,000 on voter lists, professional services, and mailers. However, the group failed to list a single contributor, according to Adam Verdin's campaign, which is required in Form 496. Verdin's campaign called on Treasury Dorothy Hines to immediately disclose the donors of these funds, saying that Jimmy Paulding needs to answer for why he is being supported by a group that thinks they are above the disclosure laws of the state of California. Verdin's campaign says they are currently evaluating legal options, including a formal complaint to the California Fair Political Practices Commission. NCI affiliates will be holding a job fair this week at the Woodland Plaza. Here's Rebecca Chapman, HR Director for NCI Affiliates, on the event.
So we have a job fair planned for April 21st. That's going to be next Tuesday. It's going to be from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And the location is over at Woodland Plaza 1 in Paso Robles. That's at 183 Niblick Road. We have full-time jobs. We have part-time jobs. Anywhere from if somebody has retail experience and they're just looking for a little bit extra, say they want to have a position where they just feel like they're giving back to the community, please come join us. We do have retail positions available as well.
NCI Affiliates is a nonprofit organization that supports training, job support, and other forms of assistance to adults with disabilities.
We work with adults with disabilities, and we support them. We're here to provide vocational training opportunities for them, as well as opportunities to explore the community, experience social events and activities. And just our goal is to make them as successful as they possibly can be. This is an agency, this is a nonprofit where you are actually making changes in people's lives.
The County Sheriff's Office has released a statement confirming a deputy-involved shooting in Napomo. The Sheriff's Office says deputies arrived on the 700 block of Hill Street in Napomo in response to a family disturbance. An officer-involved shooting occurred on arrival, according to the Sheriff's Office, but the location and scene were eventually secured. There is no threat to the public at this time. The Sheriff's Office has not yet shared any further details of the incident. They'll be released as they become known, according to the Sheriff's Office. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Angels 2-1. The Nationals shut down the Giants 3-0. The White Sox over the Athletics 7-4. The Rockies beat the Dodgers 9-6. The Yankees shut out the Royals 7-0. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Mariners, the Angels will go against the Blue Jays, the Dodgers will face the Rockies. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers beat the Rockies in the Rockets in their first game, 107-98. Game 2 is tonight. In California news, Democratic candidate for California, Tom Steyer, is quickly hiking up the cost of his campaign. Steyer has allegedly spent or booked over $115 million on ads for TV, cable, and radio, which may catch up to the most expensive campaign from a 2010 Republican candidate, Meg Whitman. She spent $178 million on her campaign, setting a record at the time for the costliest campaign for statewide office. A California woman was arrested at the Los Angeles International Airport for allegedly trafficking weapons on behalf of the Iranian government to contracts in Africa. 44-year-old Shamim Mafi of Woodland Hills was detained by federal agents on suspicion of brokering the sale of drones, bombs, bomb fuses, and millions of pounds of ammunition manufactured. Mafi is an Iranian international, but has been a lawful permanent resident of the United States since 2016. The Los Angeles Police Department has arrested David Singer on suspicion of killing a 14-year-old girl, Celeste Rivas Hernandez. Her decomposed body was found 7 months ago in Singer David's apparently abandoned Tesla. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Cape, your all news time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, hey, it looks like U.S. sheep and lamb producers have a new opportunity to enhance the profitability and sustainability of their operations. That's because American Lamb Board Chairman David Fisher out of Texas says ALB has received a USDA Advancing Markets for Producers grant to help producers improve efficiencies and increase productivity.
You know, the skinny on it is we have applications open right now. You can go to landboard.com and there's a link right there. I think it's the first thing you see on the page. Click on that. It's a pretty simple, you know, gives you the information you need to tell you if you want to move forward. And if you do, the application's pretty easy. Those are going to be due May 1st. That's important information because that's coming up pretty quick. So go check that out and get that application in. The potential to put up to $23,000 in a producer's pocket and give them one-on-one technical service provider to help work through production, to be more efficient, work through those production inefficiencies, and just get more productive and more efficient.
Again, applications for enrollment are now open through May 1st, and accepted producers will be notified by June 1st. More information and an application can be found at landboard.com.
Hello, this is Brian Gill. I would like to invite you to the annual Gilroad Angus Spring Bull and Commercial Replacement Heifer Sale on April 22nd at the ranch near Timberlake, South Dakota. We will be selling 100 yearling and age advantage bulls and 180 commercial replacement heifers. Our sale catalog and videos are online at GilroadAngus.com. We spent all fall and winter bidding on and buying thousands of our customers' calves, and we understand what works in the commercial cattle industry. You can watch and bid on the Gilroad Angus sale online at dvauction.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The record-breaking heat wave last month wreaked havoc on the timing of some California crops. Celeste Alonzo, who grows vegetables in Riverside County, said the unusual weather brought her sweet corn harvest forward by nearly 2 weeks. We're harvesting corn, and we usually don't harvest until around April 10th. We thought we'd be harvesting April 3rd, which is still ahead of schedule, but we started harvesting in late March. We had early fruit and early flowering, Alonzo told AgAlert earlier this month in a field report. Meanwhile, the high temperatures caused problems for Alonzo's bell peppers. That early flowering and fruiting, combined with the heat, has been a challenge, especially with the baby plants, she said. We're making sure they're getting enough water so they don't die in the heat wave. We're just not used to this weather at this time, she said. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, south-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight with about a quarter of an inch of rain overnight, low 50s, south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Rain continuing tomorrow morning with highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Upper 60s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday and Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 36 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
April is in full bloom at Tattoo Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Tattoo Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tensions in the Iran conflict are pushing oil prices higher, though still below $100 a barrel, and stock futures are under pressure. A major building supplier is taking on another business. QXO is buying insulation company Top Build for $17 billion. Energy companies are looking to other parts of the world for new sources of oil and gas away from the Middle East. The Wall Street Journal says ExxonMobil is expanding in Nigeria. For Chevron, it's Venezuela. The surge in energy prices is providing the oil industry with a windfall of cash. Farmers have sued Deere over the extremely high cost for repairs to tractors and harvesters. Deere settled the case this month, but the Wall Street Journal says the settlement still needs to be approved by a federal judge in Illinois. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Alrighty, it's back by popular demand, and it has been coming back by popular demand for many, many years. It is the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival, Mother's Day weekend, May 7th through the 10th, and they got it all. Great food, craft vendors, and including festival t-shirts. They got nice stuff out there. Home-cooked meals at the Parkfield Cafe, musical workshops, and also a great Sunday morning gospel show. So get those tickets. By the way, they have camping areas for you as well. So go online. And remember, it's parkfieldbluegrass.com. And check it out for yourself. And again, it's Mother's Day weekend, May 7th through the 10th. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. All right. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Monday edition on The Right Choice.
It's right that I should care about
the morning exchange
and try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right, it's right.
Exchange.
All right, I'm going to redo that one. I don't like the jingle singers in that one. well, I had it was just a last minute thing. I did it yesterday because we had some issues Saturday night into Sunday morning, so I was kind of limited in what I could do. And you know, Chris, you've been through. Like, I couldn't use the rooms that I needed to.
Right.
All right. So, and I said, you know, I just because I had the song in my head. So anyway, so I did it. And I wasn't really thrilled with it. And then, you know, about 2 minutes before we came on the air with this, I said, well, I've got it ready to go, but I don't like it. So I'm going to redo the jingle singers.
I hadn't heard that one before. Is that one recent or has that just been in our library, never used?
I did it yesterday morning.
I see.
Because Bill got up here at 6 in the morning. That's how serious the problem was. But anyway, again, I couldn't do everything that I wanted to do, so I could do this, but I couldn't get there, couldn't do that anyway. It's technical, but it worked out. And actually, sometimes I was thinking about this yesterday because it was a mess. It was a mess. I tried to get in from home on the computer. Went and said, okay, so this is a little bit more than, you know, the usual whatever. But yesterday when I got home, I thought, you know, maybe a complete, not complete blow up, but you know what I mean? A big mess happens and then you go in and you investigate and you see some things and you kind of clean them up, if you know what I mean.
Do you mean stuff that you hadn't noticed before or?
Yeah, that looked like, okay, well, this, we need to probably, you know, do this one too because it could lead to another. So, you know, it's like a total maintenance. Total maintenance. So, well, let me see. What would be another stupid example would be when you have a, if you have plans for a lot of people coming over your house, you know, whether it's Christmas, whatever it is, and you say, well, you know, you're going to clean the house up, right?
Right. And then you start to notice some things are a little dirtier than you remembered or right, that you were used to.
Right. So you do kind of a complete cleanup because it's warranted. So It wasn't the worst thing in the world, but anyway, just another day in the life. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I'm calling in about Christopher's newscast this morning, and it was full of good news, but you might have missed it. So I better call somebody's attention to it. Little Jimmy Paulding is finding out that politics isn't just about putting your name in the ring. Little Jimmy's finding out just how hard politics might be. And he doesn't like it. It sounds like a temper tantrum to me. So it's good news that Adam Verzin is actively trying to win that seat. Because if anybody on the Board of Supervisors, exclusive of Mr. Gibson, of course, Little Jimmy is the next dangerous part of the Board of Supervisors.
Well, is Little Jimmy dangerous only because Gibson is there?
That's correct, but he's also dangerous because he goes off. He actually thought. And said so, that people couldn't criticize him. When he got there, that's what he figured. And it's not true. They are, in fact, criticism of a individual politician or the board or any council is protected by the Brown Act. It's protected speech. You are allowed. You can't use any profanity. You can't use any names. But you can certainly criticize a result of either a supervisor or a council person or anybody else that's selected to office in the state of California.
Again, out of curiosity, when you say that the Brown Act calling names, what names? Derogatory? Is it simply derogatory?
Yes.
Okay, would calling somebody a weasel and a spoiled brat be derogatory?
A spoiled brat might pass, but a weasel wouldn't. That's just my experience. In my experience, I was involved in the water war vote, the one we won by, 77% or something of that nature. I paid a fine because one of them turned us in for an oversight, which was nothing more than a direction of who made the sign, etc. However, if I had offered the fine I paid to the Fair Political Practices Commission, because you get to a point where it gets down to you're either going to travel hundreds of miles to be at a commission meeting so your case can be heard, or you pay the money and go on about your way. And what I ended up paying for a fine, anyone involved on the other side would have happily paid to win that election. So who won for turning me in? I did. And the same thing is going to apply. Mr. Verdin is well within all of his rights to do what he's doing. And little Jimmy doesn't like it because he has a very, very viable candidate running against him. Someone who's been in business in that district for a long time and has a lot of friends. And little Jimmy hasn't been making many friends.
Wasn't Jimmy, I'm thinking of somebody in the county, I thought was the little weasel, that the state board of whatever turned something down that he was crying about 2 or 3 months ago? Do you remember?
I don't. I don't remember specifically. I'm categorizing little Jimmy as an overall behavior over a 4-year period. Let's not forget he's been there a while. And he hasn't done anything. He disdains the North County. There's no question about that. Whenever it comes up, he's got something to say.
Well,
we are different up here in the North County, and I'm happy to report that.
Well, what do you think Bruce Gibson really thinks of the North County?
He doesn't have good word one Anybody that thinks that Bruce Gibson is on their team here in the North County can be fooled overnight.
Well, it depends on what team you are in here in the North County. It's just,
well, I suppose that's true.
I find it somebody who lives over there and lives in that different world got to be representative of one of the cities here in North County. It's that districting thing is it's not good.
No, it isn't. It isn't, because what that also gives you a clue, they're not winning. And so now they want to rearrange the rules by which they play, or even illegally do something that they're not allowed to do, because they're losing their majority. People get tired of the bottom line or the bottom of the barrel when it comes to political affiliation and attitudes. We have a different affiliation and a different attitude in the North County. At least we always have had. I'm not sure after this last go-round for supervisor in this area.
Well, I even think you see it more so in Paso Robles than Atascadero on who's getting into the council and who's getting on the school boards.
Yes.
I think that's a very telling sign.
Yes, and you have organizations here in the North County who've helped perpetrate that infiltration. They think they're doing good. They're not. I don't know why they do, but nonetheless, the bottom line here is you get what you pay for. Now, what's going on in the 4th District? Why would I be concerned about the 4th District? I live in the 1st District. Because it's a vote on the Board of Supervisors, and one that is religiously a left-wing vote, an attitude for the lack of a better word, disdain, whenever he's talking about the North County. Little Jimmy doesn't like us. It's evident if you go to the meetings, which I have in the past, and see the attitude, you'll know by these people.
Well,
and if they can do something a little bit undercover at the Board of Supervisors, they'll do it. They'll do it. They'll hold up something till the last minute or whatever that pose is, because everybody that works for the county works for the members of the Board of Supervisors. Don't forget that. So the bottom line here is I'm happy to hear that Jimmy Paulding is not happy with Mr. Verdin having a pretty complex campaign prepared ahead of time for little Jimmy to do business with.
Well, little Jimmy needs to be spanked publicly.
Yes, there's no. That's what's missing in his life. You were spanked, so was I. And the bottom line here is this boy has been placed out in the world completely enabled and buoyed by his parents, all the way to marriage and into your house and the whole thing. Little Jimmy needs to grow up. Because they forgot that part.
It's a little too late for that.
Might be. We'll talk soon.
All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Yes, I have been spanked, and not only by my mom. My dad never spanked me. He never had to. Not because I didn't do anything wrong, just that all I needed was his finger in my face, and I was done. But my mom spanked me, and then, of course, the nuns. They thoroughly enjoyed that very much. I don't think that happens anymore. But, the nuns used to... Did you ever get whacked with a yardstick, Chris?
No, not a yardstick.
Okay. It's... Okay, I got... Now that since I'm in a kind of a giddy mood after hearing that, the famous story. And again, you know, we were talking last week while, you know, certain things come to you at certain times, or you remember certain things that are long gone and no significance. His name was Robert Rubino.
We were in fourth grade together at Holy Rose. And Robert Urbino was one of those guys that all I had to do was look at him and I would laugh. He wasn't ugly or anything. It just, there was something about him that, and he was kind of a, you know, crack up kind of guy in school. Anyway, we're going to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. I've just, now that you're bringing that up, or Cody's bringing that up, I remember the spankings to syllables, you know, this, I thought I told you, you know. It.
You know, that was the beginning of rap music, I think.
Yeah, that was, Jeff. Yeah. You know what, if you didn't get a rap on the fanny or something like that, I mean, I got smacked upside the head a couple times, but, you know.
I never got that. I got the hands, and I got the rear end. I never got anything across the face or above the neck.
Oh, across the knuckles from the nuns?
Yeah, from the nuns, but also from my mom, because I took 10 cents out of her purse trying to buy some ice cream.
Ooh. You ever get the soap treatment?
Oh, yeah, I got the soap twice. I can still see my dad having his hand around my neck, looking into the mirror and saying, now bite it.
Uh-huh. Chris has no idea the abuse we went through.
Elsa, that explains the way we are.
Yes, that's right. Maybe Jimmy's better off that way. Maybe he's, you know, maybe he anyway, I was thinking, too, oh, I remember slamming the door at my aunt's house. Oh, my God. Now come back in here and close that thing 10 times. Anyway.
Yeah. That was, I look back and some of it's pretty funny.
I think that when the 10th time came, I slammed it again. So, anyway.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thanks, bye. So, anyway, Robert Urbino, again, I would just look at this guy. So, anyway. And something happened in class, and it was since Rubino and I sat across the aisles, he was on my right hand side. And so the sister, she calls him and I up front, and we have to bend over against the blackboard. And she takes out the yardstick, and she's going to, you know, swat us on the rear end. Okay. I don't know how I, because it didn't last real long. But anyway, so she winds up and she hits Rubino in the rear end. He lets out a howl, and then at the same time, the yardstick broke. I start laughing. I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. And she's spitting out of her mouth and everything like that. She's looking for something, and then she finds the pointer, which the pointers were a lot thicker. And then she proceeded to to whack Rubino, and he's crying. And she starts whacking me, but I'm still laughing from what happened. And I, for whatever reason, I didn't cry, because normally, you know, I would. You get whacked. But I just kept laughing, and it made her madder. I remember that. Oh, boy. Okay, so thanks for the memories. Wonder whatever happened to Robert Urbino. Okay, let's see. And I'm pretty sure I didn't tell my parents. The nun probably told them, though. So your son is incorrigible. All right, anything on the email? Oh, speaking of school... I don't know how many of you have heard of this, but there is a story of a Shandon school board member. Did you hear about this? Shandon school board member is facing felony shoplifting charges. And this is after law enforcement arrested her a third time in less than 10 years for shoplifting. Her name is Jennifer Moe. And according to the story... Police officers arrested her December 20th for shoplifting from a Target. Now, in late 2017, Paso Robles police officers arrested Moe twice for stealing from grocery stores. In both cases, Moe pleaded no contest to misdemeanor charges. Now, if you remember, In 2024, California tightened its shoplifting laws through the passage of Prop 36. Now, third-time offenders now face felony sentences of 16 to 36 months in jail or prison and up to a $10,000 fine. Okay. Now, according to this story from Karen, Moe's criminal history includes arrests for assault with a deadly weapon and battery. Okay, there was a time, again, according to this, when Moe was barred from walking on the elementary school grounds, according to a staff member. And in the past, school board meetings meeting was shuttered because Moe was allegedly screaming. Now, even if Moe is convicted of a felony, here's the great thing about California. She can remain on the school board unless the voters remove her. In California, felons are permitted to serve as elected school board members. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful state we live in. All right, folks, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. In its March 25th meeting, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority Board approved a proposed Prop 26 framework alongside its fiscal year budget. The board proposed to charge agriculture, public water systems, and commercial groundwater users based on a volumetric fee structure. The agenda for its meeting on April 22nd proposes a hearing date of May 27th to adopt the fee. Junior Christian Cerna from Paso Robles High School was named one of four recipients of the Cuesta College Conservatory Award. This $10,000 scholarship will go to Christian's study of music. He was the only high school student named among the winners and only started playing trombone in the 10th grade. The district congratulates Christian on his achievement. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 36 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gossman. President Trump says the U.S. forcibly stopped an Iranian cargo ship near the Strait of Hormuz after he says it ignored the U.S.'s blockade.
He said in a post, in part, our Navy ship stopped them right in their tracks by blowing a hole in the engine room. Right now, U.S. Marines have custody of the vessel.
Fox's Greg Palcott. President Trump says peace talks will resume this week in Pakistan. Voters in Virginia decide Tuesday on a constitutional amendment that will redraw the state's electoral districts in favor of Democrats. Virginia Congressman Ben Klein telling Fox.
They're trying to amend the Constitution to undo what voters put in the Constitution 5 years ago when we established nonpartisan redistricting. We got the maps that the voters demanded. We have communities of interest.
America's listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Celebrate mom in style at Allegretto Vineyard Resort on Mother's Day, May 10th. Treat yourself to an indulgent brunch experience featuring everything from fresh salads and Mediterranean grazing boards to made-to-order omelets and a prime rib carving station. Enjoy sweet favorites like chocolate-covered strawberries, mini cheesecakes, tiramisu cups, and more. Plus, mimosas and rosé spritz to toast the occasion. This is a celebration that the whole family will love for an unforgettable Mother's Day at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Just about 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA playoffs, the top seeds getting into round one action on Sunday. In the West, the Thunder began their title defense with a 119-84 rout of the Suns, 25 for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Spurs got 35 from Victor Wembanyama in his playoff debut as they doused the Blazers 111-98.
It is, obviously different.
but we've been really good in the regular season, so we had no reason to act differently or do anything different.
In the East, the Celtics slammed the 76ers 123-91, and an upset in Detroit where the Magic beat the Pistons 112-101 despite 39 from Cade Cunningham. Detroit has now lost its last 11 home playoff games dating back to 2008. NBA Most Valuable Player finalists were announced. SGA goes for back-to-back awards. Nikola Jokic looks for his fourth, and Wemby aims for his first MVP. NHL Sunday, four playoff openers. Avalanche edged the Kings 2-1. Scott Wedgwood stopped 24 shots, came within 2.5 minutes of a shutout in his first ever playoff start. Golden Knights scored 3 in the third to upend the Mammoth 4-2. Sabres erased a 2-0 deficit with 4 third period goals and a 4-3 win over the Bruins. That's Buffalo's first playoff game in 15 years. And the Canadiens tripped the Lightning 4-3 in overtime. Yuri Slavkovsky capped his hat trick with the OT winner, all 3 goals coming on the power play. Baseball Sunday, the Rockies topped the league-leading Dodgers 9-6. Home runs from Mickey Moniak and Kyle Karros, son of former L.A. star Eric Karros. Padres clipped the Angels 2-1. They moved to within a half game of the Dodgers. 5 pitchers held the Halos to just 2 hits. Braves won their 5th straight, topping the Phillies. Cardinals got a bases-clearing double in the 10th from Mason Wynn to beat the Astros for their 5th win in a row. Cubs nipped the Mets in 10 innings. New York has lost 11 straight. Yankees blanked the Royals. Nationals shut out the Giants. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside. In Paso Robles, in just a quick moment, we'll be back with extended weather forecasts, world-famous pet alert, and, of course, trivia.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, get ready, folks. Enjoy today. Sunshine, low 70, then increasing clouds tonight with a 98% chance of rain late tonight. Into Tuesday with an 82% chance, overnight lows in the low 40s, and we could get maybe a quarter of an inch, so get ready for that. And again, the high on Tuesdays will be in the low 60s. Wednesday we'll have clouds back, upper 60s, mid 70s Thursday, Friday mid 60s, Saturday, Sunday upper 60s, and a week from today 70. Today's UV index, believe it or not, will be 9. Up and down, 6:24 a.m., 7:40 p.m. We are at 36 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. Moving right along here at the Right Choice KPRL. We have 6.5 minutes away from 7.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. It's your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals may be out there about and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound, that's our responsibility. They cannot do that. I mean, that's what we must do. All right, as I look to my left here, there's nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert, but Mr. Garcia, I have something here for you.
Is this a good one?
I don't know.
I'll be the judge of that, I suppose.
Yes, you will, and the listeners, too. But they can text us. Or they can let us know many ways. All right, here it is, since there's nothing to report. How many muscles does a cat's ear contain?
I guess it is kind of a good one. Not that I know, personally. How many muscles does a cat's ear contain? I don't even know how many muscles a human's arm contains.
I don't either. But I think the reason for this for cats is it gives them the ability to ignore everything that they want to ignore. You know that?
Yeah.
Just take a guess. So that when you're calling them and they don't turn their head or anything, but their ears move a little.
Okay. They move in all kinds of different ways, so I'm going to say maybe 10 muscles.
No. One more guess.
15.
32 muscles in those sleazy ears.
Jeez.
32. So it's they have them well trained to ignore human beings at all and any time they feel like it. All right, something to think about when you're, you know, rubbing your hand or whatever up against the cat's ear and they rub against and all that. You know how they are. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Okay, it's time for trivia. Yes, indeed. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton and out at the airport, known as the One Diner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and yes, indeed, they are on file. Okay, so where do I go with this one? Okay. This was controversial on this show. And let me see if I can just... All right, I'll give you as much as I can without giving you the name of the show. Neville Brand, the actor, played a character on this show. The character was Al Capone. It was the first man-to-man kiss on television, long before Sammy Davis Jr. and Archie Bunker. Now, he gave a lip-to-lip kiss of death to a mafia hitman. What was the show? So Neville Brand played this character. I don't know why I keep saying this. Neville Brand played Al Capone on this show, and he gave a lip-to-lip kiss of death to his mafia hitman. What was the show? And not only was it this part extremely controversial, but there was also, in this same episode, it sparked controversy for a burlesque scene. So what was the show? At the time, it was one of the most violent television shows. As a matter of fact, I saw something about on the scenes in it, and it was... The show drew harsh criticism from Italian Americans, including Frank Sinatra. Okay. And it was an unusually violent TV program for that era. And it was the explicit depictions of drug abuse and prostitution. And the National Association for Better Radio and Television said it was not fit for television screen. And several episodes, including depictions of violence towards children. All right. So what do you think the show was? The first man-to-man kiss on television. Neville Brand did it, playing Al Capone.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
On television.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. That would be Neville Brand in The Untouchables.
Yep, Elliot Ness and the boys. Well done, sir. May I have your name, please?
Yes, Mike Mullen. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I've got you down as a qualifier. We're up against the clock. Got to go.
All right. Have a great day. Bye.
All right, you too.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. NCI affiliates will be holding a job fair event this week at 183 Niblick Road, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, April 21st. NCI affiliates is a nonprofit that assists adults with disabilities with vocational training, day living skills, wellness activities, and more. The county sheriff's office has confirmed a deputy-involved shooting in Napomo. Deputies arrived at the 700 block of Hill Street in response to a family disturbance. The sheriff's office has no further information, and they say they will share further information as it becomes available. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, The Untouchables. It was a very, very popular television show. And it was on the air from 1959 to 1963, starring Robert Stack. And he won a couple of Emmys for Best Actor in a Dramatic Series. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on.
the number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.